Just What Is Self-Righteousness? By Nathaniel Burson. What is the true biblical definition of self-righteousness? Was Job self-righteous? Were the Pharisees? Is the concept even found in Scripture? To begin with, the term self-righteous is not to be found in the Bible. It simply isn't there. You should be very careful using terms that were made up by the world's churches. What do people mean when they call you self-righteous? They are trying to say, well, if you think you're righteous, you don't need Christ anymore. They will tell you that to try to be righteous will actually offend God. It will do despite to the spirit of grace. People seem to fear righteousness, of all the silly ideas. Let's examine the scriptures from which they have drawn the ideas about self-righteousness and see what they really say. Romans 10, verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. On the surface, this could say more or less what they said, but look at the verses preceding. Verses 1 and 2. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. This is not talking about someone who is righteous, but someone who doesn't really understand righteousness and makes up a righteousness of their own. The Pharisees, who were chief among those Paul was talking about here, made up their righteousness. Mark 7, verses 7 through 9. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, that is, not submitting themselves to God's righteousness. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. These men, this entire nation, was not submitting themselves to the righteousness of Christ, or to the law of Moses, but they were making their own laws and establishing their own righteousness. These men were self-righteous. Another scripture often used to condemn people who strive to be righteous is Job 32, verse 1. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Now, was Job's righteousness in his own eyes a bad thing? It might look like that on the surface, but what does Scripture say about that? And should you value the opinions of Job's three friends? Remember that Job had examined himself thoroughly and could find no place where he had offended God. Neither could his friends, neither could God, and neither could Satan. Job 1, verses 8 through 11. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth your hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. God said Job was a perfect and upright man. If Job had been sinning, Satan would have said so, and called God a liar, which he would have been if Job was sinning. Instead, Satan said in effect, oh yeah? So bear in mind, when people condemn Job for being self-righteous, that God said he was righteous. Job's three friends, on the other hand, said that Job was righteous in his own eyes, or self-righteous. What did God think of their opinions? Job 42, verse 7. And it was so, that after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, the Lord said unto Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against you, and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Remember, God was happy with Job. He wasn't self-righteous, he was truly righteous. Now, back to the original scripture, quoted this time in context, Job 32, verse 1. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. And here, Elihu also condemns the opinions of Job's three friends. At first glance, it looks like he said the same thing about Job that Job's friends had. But there is a distinct difference. Notice. Job's three friends said he was righteous in his own eyes. Elihu said he justified himself rather than God. Job was righteous. God did not contest that. Elihu was mad at Job because Job felt God had no right to do this. He justified himself. God has no right to do this. Rather than God. God has a right to do this. Elihu had no problem with Job being righteous in his own eyes. Why should he? He was righteous in God's eyes. And it is not wrong to say, I am righteous, when you are righteous. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You should not need to be ashamed of your righteousness. You should be able to say, where is my sin? I can't find any, can you? Is that self-righteous? If anyone says that that is wrong, then consider the fact that your Creator has said it himself. Was he self-righteous? John 8, verses 45 and 46. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why don't you believe me? If you were to say this to anyone today, you'd be branded as self-righteous. But if you are right, if you have judged yourself, and if you truly can't find any more sin, then you can freely say, as Job and Christ could, where is my sin? Without any fear, because it is simply the truth. So what is self-righteousness? Making up your own laws and ignoring the laws of God. Was Job self-righteous? Certainly not. He submitted himself to the laws of God. God and Satan both agreed on that. Were the Pharisees self-righteous? Absolutely. Is the church today self-righteous? Beyond any doubt. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.